This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What's that song going through my head right now as we start the broadcast week? Another year older and deeper in debt. Is that a song? Is that just kind of like, oh my gosh, you've gone around the sun one more time?
Owned by Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Okay.
I didn't give you a heads up
on that, so if you're pulling that out of your head, that's pretty impressive.
No. Actually, I like that song. I like Tennessee Ernie Ford because he has a vocal range that I can actually get close to, right?
Nice.
Yeah, you know,
he's singing again.
He's a bass, right? And so that's Oh My Soul to the Company Store.
That's it. That's right. That was classic. People got a salary, but they could only spend all of their money at the company store.
That's classic stuff.
That's kind of like socialism, though. I mean, that would be that way. And I don't mean to start the show off that way. In fact, another year older and not deeper in debt. In fact, I think the wiseness of, if you've been here long enough, you go, debt, not a good thing. The more you're here, the less debt you should have. And, of course, our government doesn't operate that way. Most people don't. We are a debt-slave society at this point. And if we talk about karmic debt, you hope that you move through life and reduce that debt by doing wonderful things, good deeds, right? In Hebrew, they call it a mitzvah, right? Doing something good, doing something nice, and dissolving some of these ties that bind you to past misdeeds, even those that you don't remember. And I don't know if I'm getting contemplative, having gone another year around this, revolution around the sun or not. But I just had a blast yesterday. I want to thank our good buddy Steve Feld for hosting me and three teenagers, that including two of my own. And we had a great time yesterday. He made a great enchilada soup. Is that possible? It's like enchilada soup.
I've heard of
weird,
tortilla
but it
soup.
Yummy. It was really good, really good. And then we went out bowling last night. And it was so funny because we're like all hanging out. The kids are doing their video games, and Steve's into that. He's really good with graphics. If you see over my left shoulder, that's what Steve Feld did. And the kids are doing that. I'm like, what do we do? And my son really, let's go bowling. So I was looking at, where's bowling? We're in his neighborhood now, Steve's. And he said, well, there's this place. It's like 10 miles away or whatever. There's other this other place like 3 miles away. But it's kind of a rough crowd at that one. I'm like, well, it's only 3 miles away. How bad could it be? So I call them up on the speakerphone, and I say, hey, do you guys have a lane open tonight? And they said, well, we've got a kids league going on right now. But when that is completed, and I'm like, Steve, kids league, rough crowd. Boy, if that's a rough crowd in this neighborhood, I'd hate to see a really kids league. They're hosting kids league. And he says, rough crowd. Anyway, we went there and had a great time, although my shoulder is a bit sore today because I haven't bowled in about a year. And thankfully, I've got some advanced arnica I put on it, Dr. Frank King, my buddy. And overall, no worse for wear. Had a great day yesterday. And I want to thank everybody for all the wonderful birthday wishes on my day off, because it was technically a day off, and just a leisurely, enjoyable time. And then picked up my honey at the airport, so she got to share the last 45 minutes of my birthday on the ride home with everybody. And it was a good day. Anyway, Super D, how are you feeling?
I'm doing good. And, you know, I just want people to know, you know, especially people on YouTube, they're watching the video, that, you know, if you just do the things that we talk about on this show, and if you look at Robert Scott Bell right now, you too can look this good when you're 63. See? I mean, Robert, I don't know how you look this well at the age of 63.
Wait a second.
It's just a testament to what it is that you know, tell everybody.
You're very kind, Super Don. I'm not a day over 73, though. Just come on. Come on. Really. All right. Anyway, y'all, we had a great day yesterday. Having a great day today. It's starting off really well. We got Kent Heckenlively scheduled from Bolin Report, and then we've got Michelle Cotterman. We're going to talk health freedom issues and a little Darla Shine Media Madness with Kent. But first and foremost, let's dive into one of my favorite topics in the world, and that is quantum entanglement. Actually, you know, that's sort of a... Huh? If I say that, yeah, I know. If I say that, you're like, what? You never talk about quantum entanglement.
Well, I think we're listening to the wrong show. Are you Michio Kaku? Is this science fantastic?
Michio Kakuchi? No, I'm not. The thing is, we mentioned, I think Paul Bertero mentioned quantum entanglement. Maybe Hagen Tiers did. But related to the technology of the key, the QI key home cell technology, it involves quantum technology. But no, it's even prior to that. So I think it's Paul, as my mind is working as an old person. It was the Echo Water, the Echo H2 machines, the new ones with the receiver, if you will, for this quantum entanglement, this information exchange that you can program into the water that you're getting from your tap. And that involves quantum entanglement. And there's a really cool article here, Super Don, that we're starting out with that is over at Bolin Report. It says, Untangling Quantum Entanglement in Healthcare. Karma Singh from Germany, and that's why Hagen Tiers was on my mind with the key, a new way of looking at solving healthcare problems. And quantum physics has been around, and you're like, you know, it explains what? Time travel, space-time continuum? I don't know, you can go into sci-fi with it, but I'm thinking in terms of, you know, the entanglement of energy everywhere. How we covered last week a story, a scientific endeavor where they severed direct nerve flow, and they found that the communication leapt beyond it. That there was a Wi-Fi, internal Wi-Fi, that you could receive and transmit signals that didn't need a physical connection. And, of course, this goes to homeopathic medicine. It goes to morphological fields. That is the development of physicality. First, it's preceded by the energetic. You can almost call it an energetic shape, but yes, it forms a shape, much like in the key home cell creates this, what do we call that, the field that's developed there? I'm just drawing a blank.
Starts with a T.
The Taurus field, thank you.
Taurus, there you go.
See, this is evidence of my aging. You say I look good, but yeah, I can't think clearly anymore. And maybe it's because I was out so all day so late at night and bowling and my shoulders going, oh my gosh, what did you do to me? Oi, could do some old Jewish man noises right now. But this goes into the heart of Antoine Béchamp. And also, what's the guy's name that did the Somatid cycle? And Chris Bird. It's another B word. Chris Bird wrote the book, The Persecution and Trial of Gaston Nessens. And this guy was a brilliant, just brilliant scientist. And he talked about the Somatid cycle and how altering the terrain altered what grows there. This is a big part of what we are all about here, teaching you that the things in you are not supposed to kill you, but they're supposed to keep you well. And the argument, rather than calling an infection or the source of infection the bacteria or the fungus or the virus, those are not the causes of your problem or the ailment or illness or disease. They are the result of disease. Which brings out my cartoon self. What? What are you talking about, Robert? Those things cause disease. They're not the result of disease. You're blowing my mind here. What is this quantum entanglement all about? Well, it's the reality that in your environment, you have everything in your body that can kill you at any given moment. Viruses, bacteria, funguses. But why don't they? Why don't they? Because you're basically healthy enough. You've got that terrain in balance enough that you're surviving. You might not be thriving, but the adaptation for survival is if that terrain gets polluted. Go back to Antoine Béchamp. Pollute the terrain, and then you have altered what grows there. You don't have to catch anything. It alters what's already there. That's called pleomorphism. Something becomes something else because the terrain is changed. This is also known as epigenetics. The environment impacts gene expression, but it impacts gene expression of bacterial species, for goodness sake. You know, you throw antibiotics in there, and then some of them spew out new genetic material that causes them to be able to eat the antibiotic for lunch. Fungus grow, yeast grow to combat the mercury that you got. Hopefully to sequester it, maybe to alter it, some way get it out of you. And you blame the yeast as the cause of a yeast infection is yeast. No, could it be the result of the terrain, right? Altering, you're feeding so much refined carbohydrates, the yeast grows to overcome what's happening there for life's survival. And even cancer cells, could be argued, is an adaptation for survival. Because what you often find in cancer cell clusters and tumors is a toxic nightmare. Foul stuff, and the body is trying to deal with it, including the fever, which is alteration of energy utilization, and it, of course, it manifests as heat. And fever can be the result not just of so-called burning out microbes, but the toxins the microbes are now dealing with. It's a whole other world. Modern medicine is 20, 30, 50, 1,000 years behind because they are molecular reductionists. Energy? Oh, that's frou-frou. Call Gwyneth Paltrow. We will. This is not crazy stuff. This is the most awesome stuff. This is the stuff that's the essence of the Robert Scott Bell Show that I don't get to talk about every day because it's just too much. It blows too many minds. Super Don's gasket is gone. Where'd your gasket go, Super Don? I don't want to lose you, my friend. Have we lost you already?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're okay?
Gasket is in place. I haven't blown an O-ring. I'm good. Yes?
You were right about this exciting me. You said it. You said, I think this is going to excite you. I don't know if you use those
weird
words.
Weird science.
Yes. Yeah, so the Bowler Report, Karma Singh, who I've never had on, I don't think. I'd love to get him on the show. He brings up Antoine Béchamp, Pierre-Jacques Antoine Béchamp. And, of course, the molecular reductionists think it's all poppycock. But I mentioned Nassens, Hippocrates. I mean, the whole thing of the germ theory is bunk to begin with, and yet we're all arguing about whether we should say, be able to say no to a needle injected with toxic poisons that do not manifest good health, all because your holy grail is an antibody. I mean, it's so stupid. I'm sorry, it's so stupid. And yet, we're stuck in this molecular reductionist germ theory trap. And we're arguing our way out of the so-called wet paper sack that we don't even know we're in. We could just step outside. It's melt. Just open. Just part the curtain. Walk on out. Go outside the proverbial box. We do that 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com. Each and every week we begin here. We've got a few more weeks on GCN weekdays, but we're going to still continue on, and you'll have to plug in through RobertScottBell.com if you know where it's going and expanding. It's very exciting. And do sign up for email alerts at RobertScottBell.com. You're going to learn how to win one of these. Those of you watching, a 2 ounce bottle of Plus CBD oil, cafe mocha flavor, my favorite. We'll tell you how, or sort of, after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, medical freedom, health freedom, the freedom to say no or the freedom to opt into things that you think may be dangerous and deadly for your kids and for you. These are some of the things we'll talk about today. Michelle Cotterman is going to join us on the health freedom and medical freedom front next hour. But right now, joined by the man with the coolest last name that I know all the way from the Boland Report, it's Kent Heckenlively, fan from Australia as well. Kent is back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk about Darla Shine Media Madness and more. Kent, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great.
Well, listen, you are writing great, and you are stirring the pudding out there. Just as a reminder for our listeners or new listeners, Kent writes for Boland Report. He got banned from going to Australia, and now they're lumping him together with some real dangerous folks, and this is the only guy in that list that is arguing against child abuse. Kent, you want to remind us of that story?
Yeah, so your readers or your listeners are probably aware that R. Kelly has now been charged with child abuse and molestation of children. Well, he recently wanted to go to Australia to perform some concerts, and the Australian authorities banned him. And so now in every single article across the world about R. Kelly being banned from Australia, there's also a paragraph in which they talk about other highly prominent people who have been banned from Australia for character grounds. And that list includes Chris Brown, who beat up Rihanna. It includes Gavin McGinnis of the Proud Boys. It includes Chelsea Manning, who stole secrets. And me. And, you know, I look at this list and I say, which one of these things is not like the other? Okay, you know, one guy beats up women, another guy you know, sleeps with children, somebody else steals secrets, and, you know, Gavin McGinnis, I think, is the only one who's kind of like me, and that he's just kind of a provocative figure. He hasn't done anything wrong. But I find myself going, you know, these people do not understand how they are raising my profile, and,
right.
You know, I feel like I'm actually paying them to do my publicity.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Everybody
this is
in the world knows those other names.
The
but
argument,
they don't know
Kent,
my name.
No, I know
so
the argument.
By putting me along,
stand by, buddy. Talk to me here. The argument here is that, you know, all publicity is good publicity, even bad stuff. Now, you know, Superdon's concerned because of the names you mentioned. It's like, we don't want you linked with them. But when they encounter your name and they investigate that you were banned from Australia for what? Because you were speaking out against the danger of vaccines and speaking for the freedom of people not to be forcefully receiving them and children. I mean, you look at that and you go, yeah, that doesn't fit at all, Kent. And that's a good thing that you will be discovered this way.
Well, think of it like this. Everybody looks at great figures of history who've been banned from going to countries or from speaking. And I have committed no crimes. My only crime has been writing books and presenting evidence and wanting to speak about them. So I'm not, you know, I'm the biggest square you're ever going to meet.
Yeah.
But when I come across a truth, I have to say it.
Well, and that's the thing. Right now, we're in the throes of Orwellian on steroid level calls for censorship, altering of words, linking people who are really doing horrible things with people who are doing good. In your case, again, reporting on science, of course, the book you wrote as well goes deeply into the science of some of these vaccines and contamination in and on them, and yet lumped in this way. So I want to differentiate, obviously, you from them, but it'll be a process of discovery because every time, you know, our friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, they said, no, you can't come vacation here in Australia because we don't like what you say about vaccines, what you've written about vaccines. And she's a DO, MD equivalent in that regard, and studied more on the subject than just about any physician on planet Earth.
Yeah, and, you know, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a really interesting story because when I actually talked to her about this, we exchanged some emails, she actually said that she was visited by the FBI before she was set to go to Australia. And the FBI said, we don't want you going there. And her point was like, oh, well, why? And the FBI agents, you know, to their credit, had said, we can't guarantee your safety if you go there. And I
wow.
think that's pretty terrifying that our own FBI does not trust another Western democracy to treat, you know, its citizens well.
Wow, brilliant, you know, deduction in there. And looking at this, it's just a surprising thing from the FBI. But what does that mean for our friends down under? Do you attack people like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny or even Kent if he were to show up in Australia? Or do you protect freedom of speech? More on this after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hopeful for great results from talks between the U.S. and North Korea. He tells CNN's State of the Union.
We have economic sanctions in place. We know the standard for relieving those sanctions. And I'm very hopeful that we'll make a substantial step towards achieving the full denuclearization in a verifiable way in North Korea. The South Koreans, the Japanese have been great partners in this, and we're very hopeful we can get a good outcome.
President Donald Trump also projecting optimism before a second summit with the North Korean leader, tweeting today that he expected the meeting this coming week in Hanoi to be a continuation of the progress made at the first summit in Singapore. Pompeo also telling CNN's State of the Union that the U.S.'s only agenda in Venezuela is to ensure democracy. A U.S.-backed drive to deliver foreign aid to Venezuela met strong resistance as troops loyal to President Maduro blocked the convoys at the border and fired tear gas on protesters in clashes that left two people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com, and you, might win a bottle, a 2-ounce bottle of Plus CBD oil, cafe mocha flavor. I've got some to send out to my lovable and humble listeners out there, but you've got to sign up for email alerts. We're not going to announce how you're going to win this unless, well, actually, you're going to learn about it by getting the email blast. And Super Don's working on that. Hey, Super Don, before we bring Kent Heckenlively back on board here, he's waiting in the wings. Now, I know, again, you've worked with Darla Shine over the years. She's a friend of ours. You know, the perception that Kent was talking about, and we'll bring him in, of no publicity is really bad publicity. Because, you know, we're concerned about Darla. We don't like it when she's attacked, but could this work to her advantage ultimately too?
Listen, any publicity is good publicity. There are exceptions to that rule, of course, but in a situation like this, and you know what, I agree with Kent. with the idea that when somebody attacks you and they throw a label at you, especially, and I, you know, we've had conversations about this where people call people denialers and denialism and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. My take has always been, if you embrace that, right, and you basically call them on their bluff as they're trying to label you with something that is supposed to have a negative connotation, if you embrace that and flip the script on them,
yes,
then it takes the power out of that word and becomes something that you use against them. So in this case where, you know, they're calling her a, you know, a national security threat,
yes,
you know, if I were to advise Darla that if, you know, and when that she's ready to run with something like that, she should use that as a moniker, right?
Right.
The national security threat to Big Pharma or something, you know?
Darla,
I mean,
that's
how you flip the script on something like that and use it to your advantage.
Kent, this is Media Aikido, and I know you're very well-versed in it.
Yeah, and so there's a number of ways you might do it. You might say leftist media attacks moms. You know, I think that that would be a good way of attacking it. And, you know, I always think of the Army Rangers who go through this extended training for, I think it's like 50 or 60 days, where they're getting like 2 hours of sleep a night, and they just say, embrace the suck. Okay, that's their motto. Embrace the suck. Okay? You're not complaining about it, you're just going with it. And I think that in this environment, what I think the pharmaceutical companies have war-gamed this strategy. And the strategy is this. They're going to call you the foulest name that they can, in the hope that 95% of the people will say, oh no, I'm not that name. Now, the story of me in Australia is a perfect one in point. I had come to this conclusion maybe, you know, a year ago, that the best way to raise my media profile is to say, I am the world's number one anti-vaxxer. And I did that because I wanted to embrace their worst name. Now, it was so funny because, you know, I had just done that in a couple articles for the Bolin Report, and then the situation came up where the Australian government and media had been harassing the Vax team when they went to Australia. And I remember one thing that Polly Tommy had told me when they had, you know, harassed her at the airport as she was leaving. One of the agents said, if we'd known what you were coming to talk about, we would have never let you in the country. And suddenly a light bulb went off in my head because I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to tell them I'm coming.
Yes.
I'm going to write this article saying I'm the world's number one anti-vaxxer. I'm planning to head to Australia on a dangerous science tour. And I'd like the prime minister to meet me at the airport because I'm an important world personality. And if he can't meet me there, I'd be happy to take an Uber to his residence, and I don't want him making a fuss over me.
It was brilliant.
If he wants to give me an award, he can give me Commander of the Empire for the Order of Australia, because it sounded like something Winston Churchill would get. And,
oh, yes.
You know, I was just trolling the guy, and I didn't think anybody was paying attention. And suddenly, I'm in newspapers around the world, BBC. You know, I've got the immigration minister, Peter Dutton, denouncing me in the Australian Parliament. And I'm just going like, holy shit, I'm more popular than ever now.
It's quite extraordinary by embracing the suck, as you know, Marines and others have said. You can turn that around, and I liken it to, you know, again, martial artists. When something's thrown at you, using their energy against them and basically turning it on them and saying, yep, I'm going to embrace it, just like you had recommended, and I think Super Don had said, for Darla to say, yep, national security risk or threat to what? Big Pharma, right? And then you utilize that against them, and then they end up, it just kind of, they're going to be pulling their hair out in their backroom boardrooms trying to figure out, how do we strategize around this one?
Now, Robert, here's what I want to ask your audience if they think I should do. Because I've been thinking, okay, how can I stir up the next bit of trouble? And here's how I'm thinking. It has just been announced that President Trump is going to visit Australia in July. I'm thinking of starting a White House petition that I be included on the trip, traveling on Air Force One to Hawaii to show that the United States government supports freedom of speech.
I like it already. Super Don, what do you think? I think that's pretty intriguing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bradley, the world's number one anti-vaxxer, being part of the team that accompanies President Trump to Australia.
Oh, my gosh. Will that bring up a you-know-what storm? By the way, don't say that word until we're off of radio. But this is something that, again, really advancing. If we have an agenda, honestly, what is our agenda here? It's freedom. Okay? It's the freedom to say, you know what? I get to decide for me and my kids. And my doctor, if I have a doctor, to choose what goes into them or not. Hey,
right.
Wow, that's really a dangerous agenda, you Kent Heckin' Lively. How dare you advocate for freedom, right? And that's what this is all about, freedom of speech as well.
Yeah, I think it would be great. I think it would be wonderful for me to travel with President Trump, like on an 18-hour trip from Washington, D.C. to Australia. I'm sure, you know, I won't be talking to the president the entire time of that trip, but I'm sure we'll have some time for conversation. And
yes.
I think it would just be good that I, you know, talk to him about some of these issues, and maybe we can plan and strategize. But I think that's something that the American people should demand, that I travel as part of the presidential team to visit Australia, the country that banned me on poor character grounds.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, this whole banning scenario, as we know, the more you suppress something, the more intriguing it is for those that were either on the fence or had no earthly idea about it, and going, why are they trying to stop these people from speaking? Of course, we hear the slogan, science is settled. Of course, we realize that anybody with a lick of scientific integrity knows that that's not a true statement and never is. There's always another evolution, another understanding that we didn't see before. And so people are going to go, you know, this call for suppression and censorship, I think I want to know more about this.
Yeah, see, I figured that as Trump and I are traveling on Air Force One to Australia, we can be talking about a lot of things. You know, we can be coming up with nicknames for his Democratic opponents. We can be bantering back and forth about whether this idea of Democrats 2020, big pharma, big drugs, and big China is good. You know, I'm not saying it's a great idea, but let's bat it around. I'm sure the president and I can come to agreement on a lot of issues.
Exactly. And, you know, let the bad guys, in our perception, let them come out overtly against freedom of free speech, against medical freedom. Have them that be their argument. Because for too long, they've been able to get away with the garbage lies that the science is settled, etc. Much less what I opened with the germ theory as a, you know, basically it's a sanctioned state cult or religion that the germ is bad when it's not necessarily bad. It's an adaptation for survival. And if we understood how to alter the terrain, we wouldn't be running after all these so-called germs or worried to inject people with toxic medicaments that actually can kill them in the holy grail search for an antibody, which is not even sufficient to protect you from any given disease if your immune system collapses.
Right, right. And see, Robert, what I've always thought is that when they wargame this strategy, what I'm proposing is their absolute nightmare. Because the only way that they can win is either for us to censor ourselves or for them to send the police after us to raid us, to put us into camps, and execute us if necessary. Really, when you look at it politically, that's the only thing that can happen. So I think that if they started raiding people, you know, mm-hmm. look at what happened to Roger Stone. I mean, he's 67 years old. He's not a threat. You know, they treated him like he was El Chapo.
Right.
But these tactics backfire. And so what we need to do is we need to provoke them as much as possible. I mean, if I was on the pharmaceutical side,
let them show their true
shut
colors.
Down
yeah.
any criticism of Darla Shine.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to do them right.
It's only going to make her bigger.
And I've said, I've called, come on, keep trying to suppress, keep trying to censor. It's going to go badly for you. Back in the 90s, I don't know if you remember this, in the early 90s, there was if you went to the movies, they had like public service kind of films that were done. There was one film starring Mel Gibson, and it was all about a raid of his home. He was in the kitchen, you know, and they're coming in with the M16s and everything. He's like, he opened up, he goes, what is it? It's just vitamins. And it set the stage for more mail, faxes back then, before email, and letters to Congress than anything since the Vietnam police action. And it set the stage for the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which stopped the FDA in its tracks, not completely, but in a big way, from basically targeting and pulling all supplements off the market. So that's the kind of thing that, you know, shocked the world, in a sense, in America, to put a stop to it. We still got that as a strategy if we can implement it appropriately. And, Kent, you're on the front lines of doing it.
Well, that's why, you know, I want to run this idea by your audience, because I'm thinking – who I want to get involved in this is I want to get you involved in it, telling your audience, because if I start this plan, which I may start in like a month or so, I want to get full buy-in from your audience. I want to be able to, you know, approach people like Mike Adams over at Natural News and some other people, and, you know, also let the White House know that I'm doing this, and, you know, I'd like to have their approval, but I don't necessarily, you know, need it. But,
well, we've got some pathways of communication that'll get there, that's for sure. Y'all check out Kent Heckenlively's latest article and every article that's coming out of the Bolin Report. We've got links in the show notes at bolinreport.com, but you can go there through robertscottbell.com. A couple of minutes on the break, we're going to talk with Kent before we let him go. Welcome to the first day of our broadcast week. We got a lot more healing to go.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
RobertScottBell.com. Plug in. Get your email alerts. Learn how you can win free stuff. Yeah, you're going to learn about it in the show notes, not because we're telling you here on the radio or those of you watching on YouTube. You got to get the email because there's going to be a special message as to how you can be eligible to win a 2-ounce bottle. What is the retail value of this, plus CBDOil.com? I know y'all can buy it online and get a discount.
$67.95. You can play Bob Barker. What's the price of this CBD oil?
You know what? And I'm going to personally ship this out to whoever wins, and I'm not even going to charge you shipping. I'm going to pay for that myself. And yeah, just feeling all
but
happy.
Robert,
birthday to
how
everybody.
Do you find out how to win?
You've got to sign up for email alerts on robertscottbell.com. And I think made it as easy as possible, Super Don, right there in the.
I've tried. Yeah, I've tried. I'm literally winning it for you. But no.
Yeah.
Yeah, robertscottbell.com, upper right-hand corner, sign up for the newsletter, and that will be going out tomorrow. I'll probably send out another one or two during the week just to remind people.
Yeah.
So if you want to be first in line on entering that contest, make sure you sign up now.
Right. So now my old Jewish man body, oi, I'm sore. I'm actually sore because, again, birthday fun with the kids. We went out bowling, and I haven't been bowling in a year. You know when you use a muscle you haven't used, you're like, oh, my gosh, my shoulder's a bit sore. I started out with a ball that was like I remember using. I'm like, no, I got to drop down another pound, and by then it was too late. I'd done some damage. Not bad, just, you know, like. So I put some arnica. My friend Dr. Frank King has the advanced arnica and advanced first aid, and I'll recover quickly. But, you know, did I send you this? You sent me. I was like thinking, oh my gosh, another birthday, another year.
You sent this one to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So, here's the headline. Leaner for longer, the rise of the super fit 60-somethings. And I'm like, they got nothing on my mom. The rise of the super fit 80-somethings. How about that? 85. Dancing to it. And, you know, funny enough, my mom says, you know what? I'm not getting enough exercise. She's talking about herself. She joins, like, a 24-hour fitness and starts going to work out. I'm like, Mom, you're already dancing. Like, yeah, I know, but I was feeling my knees were not strong enough. I'm like, and I also told her, Mom, are you also taking enough of the Alta health products, Alta Silica? She's like, no, I'm taking maybe two a day. I'm like, you know, you got to up it. Your needs are more for, you know, your age and your activity levels. And it's not because you're getting older. It's because you're not compensating with the right supplements, the 100% whole food supplements we talk about here. So that's another angle or element of this. But, yeah, look at these people, the 60-somethings that are super fit. They're running marathons. They're climbing. They're hiking. They're bouncing. And, you know, it's a combination of movement. Movement. Life is movement. As you get older, you get sedentary. And in that combination is like what you give your body to keep it moving. Good, clean water. We talk about Echo Water. We talk about Synergy Science and the Echo Water to purify the water, certainly, but to facilitate all of your minerals and their activity. Hydrogen, molecular hydrogen. We just did the webinar last week on that. And we talk about the 100% whole food supplementation as well. So there's a lot that goes into this, but it's kind of cool mainstream news picking up on the fact that, certain people that are living right are not decrepit, aging, and on multiple medications. How's Grandpa Super Don doing in this mix?
Oh, no, we're not going to answer that question. But
no answer, no.
Yeah, not doing as much as he should,
yeah,
just because he's working so much.
Trying to inspire, but okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, I mean, it's you know, they say something here in the article that you can't turn back the clock, but you can slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of news that we've covered over the last months, years, whatever, you know, where they talk about being sedentary, you know, is like the new smoking, right? Sitting is the new smoking. You know, don't sit, you need to stand, you know, or don't stand, you need to sit. So, you know, there's a lot of talk and a lot of science and a lot of studies that are going on about just moving, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just go for a 10-minute walk, you know. And it's funny the way that they package it, because they want to convince people that, look, you don't have to be a marathon runner, you don't have to be Iron Man, you know, training and stuff like that. If all you do is just spend 20 minutes a day just moving and doing some kind of physical activity, you know, that is at least going to give you a better chance of, you know, living longer.
Makes sense. How do you see yourself? That's another thing. What image do you hold for yourself? Because our belief systems have a massive impact on how the physical body manifests and how it is altered by your outlook, your, you know, attitude, all of that. And so, you know, like my mom, again, 85, I'm sure you know, Mom, I know you're watching and listening. You perceive yourself much younger than you are, and you take pride that, you know, in your 80s, you got people in their 50s that can't keep up with you on the dance floor. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Continue to think young, and you'll be young. Of course, you've got to manifest and do the things you did when you are young, and you will be young. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got something coming back from the 70s, a little bit of the 80s as well. Also, Delta Airlines embracing Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop. Who's coming after them? And then Michelle Kotterman, Health Freedom on the line here, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.